The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm not the announcer, Todd Wilkerson, but I sound so much like him that Eric asked me to take over.
Evidently, Todd was caught stealing again.
Oh, it was nothing big, just some toilet paper out of the studio bathroom, and little soaps and some potpourri. But still, Eric said it was the principle of the thing.
So he fired Todd's behind just like that.
And now your host, Mr. Law & Order, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Todd, standing for the day. Albin, it's Tuesday.
It is.
Which is the 8th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And spring has sprung in New York City. Ooh. I have to say, it happens every year where it's winter,
and
summer.
And summer.
Like, right. Spring is like, yeah. I mean, I was...
Yeah, it lasts about 3 hours, you know.
It's kind of interesting,
it
right?
Is. Yeah.
Where suddenly you have to think, well, what am I going to wear today? Because I was cold last week and now I'm warm.
Yeah. So, sometimes, right, it's in the middle of the day it makes the change. So
it's very quick. Yeah. Now, by the way, some people know that last week – okay, this hour I'm talking to Art Laffer. Some people are saying, who's Art Laffer? Sounds like a gag name. Sounds like like a novelty company, like the Johnson Novelty Company. You remember the Johnson where you buy the whoopee cushions and things? And Art Laffer sounds like a made-up name. No, Art Laffer is a world-renowned economist.
Yes.
And he – and his co-writer, I can't think of her name.
Michelle Balcony.
Oh, sorry.
Michelle
Balcony. They have written a couple of children's books about economics and democracy to teach kids.
Let's chat.
So we're going to be talking with them in a few minutes. Art Laffer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's famous because some of you have heard of the famous Laffer curve in economics.
That's right. That's so, the curve at the end of the curve is a cube with a fly and an ice cube. So.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That sounds like a novelty joke.
That's
gag,
right. The joy
joke.
Buzzer. Okay, we're back to X-ray specs.
The Laffer curve is a famous term. We'll talk to him about that, but he's a famous economist. He'll be on in just a moment. He was in the Reagan administration, but they've written some kids' books about democracy and capitalism. And boy, we need to explain these things to our kids. Very important. So stick around for that. I also want to say that last week I was at the White House.
You were.
And I said this is the second time I think I've been to the White House, or the third time. I mean, you know, it's such an honor, right? And I said, this time, I just want to see maybe, you know, with God, all things are possible, Philippians 4:13. I said, I want to see if this time I can get a lock of the president's hair, just a token.
They have that in the gift shop, don't they?
No, that's false hair.
Oh.
No, that's just like a chenille or something.
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to get a lock of the president's hair, and it was not meant to be. Perhaps I didn't fast and pray hard enough. I don't know. But in any event, I didn't get a lock of the president's hair. But you know what I did get?
What?
I got the president's pen.
Wow.
Yes. The president signed an executive order in the Rose Garden, and then afterward he signs a number of copies, or maybe he does that beforehand. He signs a number of copies that they display here and there. And he uses a different pen for every one, so that there are a number of pens that you could say he signed the bill. So I was given one of these pens.
That's amazing.
Okay. And what am I going to do? Tomorrow on this program, we're going to do 2 live hours.
Live!
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow!
Two live hours. I shouldn't say live hours. We do a lot of live hours, but the point is tomorrow we're doing 2 live call-in hours
on
this program.
Call in.
So between the hours of 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have call-ins. Now, everybody can participate. Even if this show doesn't play in your market live at 2, you can get it on the internet or get the app. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You can listen anytime you want. So, you can listen to it live. But it's live call-ins, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to be wielding the president's pen during those 2 hours and signing copies of my Miracles book.
Hard copies.
Hardcover copies. Beautiful, 20-something dollar books. And if you donate to
Angel Tree.
Well, if you donate to the Angel Tree camp thing that we're doing, I'm going to sign a copy of my miracles book with the president's pen.
That's right.
And then you will have something signed, as it were, by the president, but no, signed by Eric Metaxas,
right,
wielding the president's pen and wearing a horsehair wig designed to make me look like the current president.
Yes.
It's because horsehair holds its value.
It does.
So that's why I've had this wig fitted to me, and I put it on, and people say, Mr. President, Mr. President. I said, no, it's just a wig. But anyway, so tomorrow on this program from 2 to 4, we're going to be taking your calls. You can call in about anything. But we're warning you now because a lot of people listen to this program and it doesn't come in live in your market. So we tend to get calls from the same parts of the country when we're live. But there are all kinds of other people around the country that listen to the program at different hours. If you listen at a different hour, it's not live and you can't call us. So
right.
If you want to call us, we're just telling you now from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, we're going to be taking your calls. And if you have trouble listening to the program, let me simply say the way to listen to the program is go to MetaxasTalk.com.
That's right.
Or just get the app on your phone. Mm. My goodness, how many times do we need to bring up the app? You can get an app on your phone. If you don't have an app on your phone, hey, it's free.
It is.
It's free. Why wouldn't you have it on your
right.
phone?
Okay. And the studio number is right there on the website, MetaxasTalk.com. .com,
right.
You will see the number to call tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So in hour one today, we talked to Vote Stradamus, Kevin McCullough, and we talked about current events. There's so much going on.
Oh, my.
I want to mention also in this hour, we have new good news from Hillsdale. We keep talking about how they're sending the Constitution and the Declaration.
That's right.
Okay. There's more good news
more
from
good
Hillsdale.
News.
They are now offering – They give an online course on the Constitution. Now, this is, it's taught by Hillsdale professors. It's the same curriculum. This is a regular Hillsdale College course on the Constitution 101. Constitution 101. They're offering it free to my listeners. Folks, that's you. In case you didn't know that, you are listening to this program. That makes you a listener to the Eric Metaxas Show. And that's all you need to qualify to get the course for free. So you go to Metaxas for Hillsdale. .com, that's an internet term, .com, MetaxasForHillsdale.com, and you register and you get it for free. And then you will know everything you need to know about the Constitution. If you know me, I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It. I'm all about wanting to get this information into the hands of every single American. Hillsdale is doing a huge part in that. In case you need to be persuaded that most Americans don't know what they need to know, 33% of all Americans cannot name a single branch of the federal government.
What? There's elm, there's spruce, right? There's evergreen.
That's right. Alvin.
Pick one.
Flesh and blood hath not revealed that to you, my brother. That's
Thank
just
you.
Amazing. But, I mean, it's interesting because, like, how can you understand the way the government works,
right.
And how can you understand what it is to be free unless, we got the executive branch, that's the president.
Yes.
We got the legislative branch, that's the Congress. We got the judicial branch, that's all of the judges usurping the power of the other two branches.
Right.
So you need to understand.
You've taken the course. Yeah.
So, but it's just interesting. I also want to mention we're doing a raise with Angel Tree. Angel Tree Camp, tomorrow on this program, we're going to have some fun with that. But I want to let you know, I know there are lots of folks who listen to this program who can afford to support sending a kid to Angel Tree Camp. That's $200.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people listening to this program who can send a bunch of kids to Angel Tree Camp. I want to ask you folks, because this is one of those things, to invest in the future of America, you've got to invest in these kids whose parents are in prison. Okay, Angel Tree sends a kid to camp whose mom or dad is in prison. The kid gets to go to camp for a week. It only costs $200 to send a kid to camp for the week. These are great camps. They're surrounded by Christian counselors, wonderful values, fresh air,
mm-hmm.
The kind of fun sports you do at camp.
That's right.
And in order for them to be able to afford this, they need your help. They need our help. So this is the second week of our outreach. If you go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, you can see at MetaxasTalk.com, that there's a banner for Angel Tree, and it'll actually tell you how many kids we've already sent to camp. So we're only doing this for this month, so we need to kind of get on it. But I want to encourage you, please go to Angel. I'm sorry, go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner, and we'll be right back.
This time back than I thought. Seems like you don't want the
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
In a divided world, one leader is on a mission to bring us together. For the first time in history, the Pope opens his doors to address the questions and issues that drive us apart. From award-winning director Wim Wenders comes a conversation with the leader whose faith inspires the world. Don't miss Pope Francis, A Man of His Word, opening May 18th. For group tickets, visit PopeFrancisTickets.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses, or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
We used to laugh. We used to cry. We used to bow our heads then. Wonder why. Now you're gone. I guess I'll. You left to me.
folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. And have we got a show for you. Some of you are familiar with the name Art Laffer. He is of the Laffer Curve fame. Some of you know about that. I'll ask him about it. An economist under the great Ronald Reagan. He was on his Economic Policy Advisory Board, thank God. He has created a couple of books for children with Michelle Balcony. I hope both of them are on the line. Are you both on the line?
I am, Arthur Laffer.
Arthur?
I don't know where, I asked for, where's my favorite co-author. In fact, she's really the primary author. I'm the co-author.
Oh, so
she's just wonderful in these books.
But
just wonderful.
But she refused to come onto this program. Michelle? You're dead
Good
to me.
Good morning.
Oh, thank
there
God.
There she is.
Thank God. Thank God, because you were almost dead to me, Michelle. Well, listen, the first question, to get it out of the way, Art Laffer, to me, you're very famous because how many people have a curve named after them? Very few. You're in that small group of one that has had a curve.
Me and Marilyn Monroe.
Now, that was good. I know you've been using that for 30 years.
I have been using it
punk.
For a long time.
Okay,
you're
but,
right.
But
it's cheesy, but what can I tell
but
you?
Before we launch into the books you've written for children, by the way, which I love, tell us in a nutshell, for my audience, some young people listening, they don't know what the Laffer Curve is. I know I could explain it, but why should I when I have Art Laffer on the program?
Because you probably do a better job than I do.
Well,
but
let's see.
The Laffer Curve just relates total tax revenues to the tax rate. And as you might imagine, if you have a 100% tax rate, if every time you go to the office, instead of getting a check, you got a bill, you wouldn't work and the government would collect nothing. Likewise, at 0% tax rates, even though you'd work a lot, the government doesn't collect anything, and you also get no revenues. Now, what happens is, as you start raising the tax rates from zero up, and you start lowering them from 100% down, tax revenues start increasing because people will start working at the upper end, and they'll start paying taxes. And there's a curve that relates tax rates to total revenues, and it sort of looks like a sideways bell curve.
Right.
And that's where it is. The importance of the curve is that sometimes we're taxing people so much that the government is actually losing money by taxing them that much. And, of course, at times we're taxing them less than the maximum revenue amount, and we could raise taxes. But
and this is all perfectly logical. You know, the funny thing is it took you a great economist to come up with this, but you would think that any idiot could figure this out, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. It's that simple. But it took
Larry
a great...
As Larry Gatlin says, it ain't rocket surgery.
So it's so simple. But anyway, people can look up the Laffer Curve, and it's L-A-F-F-E-R. But it took you and the great Ronald Reagan to break through and to basically save the country by, you know, lowering taxes and so on and so forth. So now the two of you, again, I'm talking to Michelle Balcony and Dr. Arthur Laffer. You've written some children's books. I have a passion for reaching the young generation with these ideas about democracy, liberty, economics, and so on and so forth. So whose idea was this? How did this come about that you wrote this
book? It is Michelle's idea. She is a spectacular mother of children herself, and she did these books, the first drafts and the work. I've just been a consultant, basically, and hooked on for the ride. She's just the most wonderful author in the world. And Michelle, why don't you tell
now, Michelle, let me get this straight. He just said you're a mother of children. Is that right?
It's true.
I've never heard of that before. The mother of children.
And they even live to be in their teenage years.
Isn't
that remarkable?
That's incredible. So the title of these books are Let's Chat About Economics, Let's Chat About Democracy. They're illustrated, obviously. Tell us... you know, what are the guts of these? This is to get the basic ideas of economics and democracy into the heads of the little ones who, by the way, need to know this if they want to grow up to be American citizens.
That's exactly right. And so you've had just a small sample of how captivating Dr. Laffer is. And I, a few years ago, was sitting in a, you know, just a conference, and Dr. Laffer was the keynote speaker, and I just really resonated with what he was saying to the point that I wanted my children to be there. I leaned over to my husband and I said, gee, I wish the kids were here. They were 10 and 12 at the time. And I felt that they could gain so much knowledge and that it aligned everything Dr. Laffer said about economics and using common sense aligned with our parenting technique. And that has always been to ask our children more questions than to tell them what to do. So, for example, when you're getting ready to head out the door, we'd say, what do you need to get ready? Instead of go get your jacket, go get your mittens, go get your boots, et cetera. You know, it was always, what do you need to get ready? And so we felt like these kids could understand economics at such an early age. Why not tell them stories and then ask them to make their choices using economic terms, for example, supply and demand, opportunity cost, diminishing returns. So I, you know, didn't speak to Dr. Laffer that day, but soon after wrote him, you know, a request. Can we write together? Could we write a news article together, books, articles, something to help parents communicate with their kids based on economics so these kids could grow up to be critical thinkers and make smart choices?
I love this. I can't tell you how much I love it because I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It, which is really for older children. I mean, it's really for everybody, but teenagers are perfect for teenagers. But there's no reason that these incredibly basic ideas cannot be communicated to younger kids. And I hope that these books become textbooks in every school possible. Let's chat about democracy. Let's chat about economics. These are foundational ideas. How long have the books been out, by the way?
Well, we released economics in late 2014, and the democracy book just came out last month. And you make a great point. I wrote the books, you know, with Dr. Laffer's help, you know, and I have to say writing about you know, economic concepts that relate to children through like an everyday story was quite a challenge, you know, when you're writing it for the Arthur Laffer.
But you are, I heard that you are the mother of children. It didn't, isn't that
and
true,
children,
Dr. Laffer?
Children play a very major role in the books, by the way.
But but Dr. Laffer, you are not, just to be straight with my audience, you, Dr. Laffer, are not the mother of children.
No, I am the father of six children.
You're the father of children.
And I am the grandfather of 13, and I am the great-grandfather of three.
What? So
yep.
Technically, you're those three, you're basically their ancestor.
I know.
Wow.
You know, they should be coming to the ancient oracles and looking at that, them, going into the cemetery and trying to find the tombstone of the ancient one.
Well, I think the real test of ideas is whether they can be communicated to children. I'm not kidding. I think that's the beauty sometimes of an idea. Can you, you know, it's a little bit like Occam's razor. Can you really make it elegant and simple so that young people can understand it? And what you say in this book about democracy and in this other book about economics, you make it so simple that children can understand it. And by the way, they'd better understand it. This is so important. I, you know, one of my things is that we've not been teaching this stuff really since the 60s or 70s. And so I'm so grateful to both of you for doing this.
Well, and you raise a good point. And, you know, I wrote the stories for families so that parents and grandparents can connect with children. And we're talking young children, elementary age. That's what the stories are geared for. But, you know, to connect and have these connections and conversations at an early age so that you develop a lifetime of conversation. But the surprise was that these books actually do support current curriculum, and I learned a lot about curriculum in the process because teachers were emailing me and asking me for copies of the book, and did I have worksheets? So I created worksheets for them, anything to help them in the classroom. We do have economic curriculum K through 12, not in Common Core, but state by state, the majority of states have economic and definitely, you know, government, comparative government.
Right.
But what I realized is we have to reinforce this at home. And, you know, our kids are pretty good in math, our two children, but it's not like we're talking algebra and geometry and trig and calc all the time at home. We do talk a lot about economics and about government and specifically democracy and how it differs from communism. So our children are more adept at that because we make it a priority at home, and that's what these books allow families to do. You know, if a child's asking for a sleepover, right? What is the opportunity cost of that sleepover? I could go on.
I love it. We're gonna be right back, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Arthur Laffer of Curve Fame and Michelle Balcony. Their books are Let's Chat About Democracy, Let's Chat About Economics. Highly recommended. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Do you know that a recent politician once asked, "I've wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress." That's a quote from Ronald Reagan, of course. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles still matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their services with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Now, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Everybody's watching you.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and have I got a treat for you. I am on the line with the great Dr. Art Laffer. Some of you remember him as an economic advisor to President Reagan, and, of course, he is known for what's called the Laffer Curve, which I just think is so basic. In fact, I'm pretty sure I thought of it before he did, but he got credit, and it makes me angry. And then we're also talking to Michelle Balcony. Now, Michelle Balcony is the mother of children, and Dr. Art Laffer, sadly, that didn't happen for you. How do you feel about that?
Well, I really feel sad about it. I mean, I have to be the father of children, and that's
I
just
know.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. And you know what? Today we possess the technology that you could become the mother of children, but I would say at this stage of the game, you might as well just let it go.
In fact, I had a close friend that happened to. It's a strange story, but we'll save that for another time or another place.
Exactly, and I'm sure I don't want to hear about it. Thank you very much. I have to say that you were in Time Magazine, which used to be a magazine in the previous century. Time Magazine's 1999 cover story listed you as one of the century's greatest minds. But then I know that they put in a correction, and you were bumped by Soupy Sales. Is that true?
It is true.
That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt to be so close and then to be bumped by Soupy. Anyway,
yep.
Okay, the two of you have written some wonderful books here. I'm looking at them. These are children's books. Let's Chat About Democracy, Exploring Forms of Government, and then we have Let's Chat About Economics, Basic Principles Through Everyday Scenarios. communicating these things to kids is just brilliant. Now, do you do readings at schools or anything like that? Because this stuff is just... I sure do.
You do.
Michelle, you do that.
I absolutely do. You know, it's really interesting, especially with the economics book has been out a little longer than our brand new release, the Democracy book. But, you know, economics and financial literacy, billions of dollars are spent a year with programs in schools from outside companies. You know, right now is a very popular time to be going into classes and to read, you know, March, April financial literacy. It revolves around the, you know, tax time, et cetera. There's a lot of attention on it, but it's just kind of in the spotlight briefly in curriculum and in schools, and then we move on with the other, you know, 11 months of the year. So that's why I always encourage families, talk about this at home. Be as transparent as you feel comfortable. You know, families say, do I have to tell my kids how much I make? I say absolutely not. Do what's comfortable. And start talking to kids about economics and even, you know, financial literacy and management by how kids spend their time after school. I mean, that's a scarce resource for kids. They're out of school. They've got maybe 4 hours before dinner time and then bedtime. That's something that they find very valuable, and how they spend their time, you can introduce concepts like supply and demand and opportunity costs and even diminishing returns.
I feel like I'm going to need to read these books so I understand these concepts. I was an English major, you see, and this is what happens to English majors. They become radio hosts, and then they have to talk to
you. Will delight in, if you read the books carefully, you will delight in, they're very entertaining for adults as well. You will be amazed at how well Michelle got the concepts across and how entertaining the stories are. This treehouse and democracy and what happens with a monarchy and communism and all, it's fascinating.
Well, I love the idea, Michelle, that in this book you talk, you're honest about different forms of government. In other words, I think that because I grew up with parents that experienced communism, so I heard this stuff all the time, but a lot of American kids don't have a clue. They think the whole world is like America. So you talk about what is dictatorship in Chapter 4. In Chapter 5, you talk about what is communism. I mean, you have young people today thinking socialism is a good idea. If they had read these books when they were younger, they would know that socialism is a terrible idea.
It really is. And, you know, it took quite a while to write the Let's Chat About Democracy story, because I wanted to get it right, factually correct, but in a way that would appeal to young children. And again, I mean elementary school children.
Right.
And so it presents the story in this idealistic treehouse, right? Isn't that a fantastic setting, this amazing treehouse with all the bells and whistles, so to speak? But how will the children run the treehouse in a community park? You know, and so I love the idea of setting up each option in each chapter. You know, monarchy sounds like a great idea until, you know, anarchy sounds like a great idea until, you know, and you go through the different options, dictatorship, someone else will handle this for you. Communism, you know, doesn't that mean everything's equal?
Yeah.
You know, so you present these idealistic views, and then the downfall, and then the children arrive at democracy where you have choice and you get to develop your own interest and pursue your own interests. And just to complement the stories, we've included the Pledge of Allegiance. We have included the Bill of Rights. You know, this is original source material for families. And I have to say, you know, once the book was done, it felt done. I don't know if that happens to you, Eric, because, you know, you're a prolific writer. But it just felt complete.
My books feel done when I see them in the remainder pile for $4. That's when I know, boy, that book is done. No,
there's an economic lesson there too, right?
No, in all seriousness, no, I don't want to go there. In all seriousness, what you've done in these books, really, it is complete. We're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Arthur Laffer and Michelle Balcony. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you about Greg from Hawaii.
Please do.
Okay. He takes Relief Factor. As you know, I take Relief Factor. And He says, Greg from Hawaii says, my left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains. That's pretty typical.
Wow.
I don't like to oversell things, and so I take it myself, and there is no doubt that if I have a backache or whatever from exercise, it helps. If I don't take it, I notice. So I go, oh, why am I sore? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't been taking it for 2 days or something. Oh. So I want to suggest that people check out the Quick Start Pack. It's $19.95, and it gives you just enough to know if it's going to work for you. It's like a three-week supply. I recommend it. Obviously, I take it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, it's Eric Metaxas. I want to make sure you know about something important we're up against today. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks can happen in your business, school, or even where you volunteer. We need you to act right now to protect not only your freedom, but also the freedom of your kids and grandkids. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to find out how you can join the fight. We can't let opponents of freedom dictate our futures. Alliance Defending Freedom argues some of the most critical cases in our courts today. With your help, we'll continue fighting these important battles. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunity, TV breaks and...
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That, of course, is It Never Rains in Southern California. Michelle, don't you live in Southern California?
I was just going to say, that's such a perfect song choice. I'm literally sitting in Southern California. You know, it's a beautiful day. We won't get into the economics of California, but I can say at present I'm enjoying a rain-free day.
A rain-free day. And Dr. Laffer, do you give your location out, or are you like in a bunker with Cheney someplace? Where are you? He's gone dark. He's off the grid. I think we've have we lost Dr. Laffer? Go ahead. Sorry. We may have lost him. It's incredible. Well, Michelle, let me ask you seriously, while we're trying to get him back. When you wrote this book, I mean, I really do feel like these are prequels to the book that I wrote. I'm on the same mission you're on. I want to communicate these ideas because I feel that if we don't communicate the ideas in these books, and again, the books are Let's Chat About Economics and Let's Chat About Democracy, we're done. We must communicate these ideas to the new generation. What is the age group for these books?
Sure. It's elementary school, and I have to say it's because that's where I was at the time, you know, communicating to our own kids. But I found justification outside of that in that there was a PricewaterhouseCoopers survey of educators, and they said, what is the ideal time to talk to children specifically about economics and financial literacy? And two-thirds responded elementary school. So you have to start early. What was really important to me, and I know it is with you just in reading your books, is creating the connection between parents and children. This isn't a book where you go put your child in the corner and say, why don't you read up on economics? This is saying, I'm devoting this time. This is important to me to talk with you about economics because it's about choices that you're making already and choices you're going to make when you're older. And I'm investing that time in creating a connection with you. Well, you know, and I would say children or grandchildren. It's important to a lot of grandparents, too, that their grandchildren are able to make smart choices and be critical thinkers.
Okay, now, Michelle, as the mother of children, you are not yet the grandmother of grandchildren.
I hope not.
Okay, but fortunately, fortunately, Dr. Art Laffer's back on the line, and he has experience with children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Have you been able to share these ideas with your grandchildren, Dr. Laffer?
Yes, I have. And, you know, I have a lot of grandchildren, 13, as a matter of fact. And so the younger ones, it's really much more fertile ground. And the books are fantastic for them. They really love the books, and they find them very worthwhile. And by the way, for a grandparent, it's a lot easier sometimes than when you're a parent because you've got so many roles as a parent. But as a grandparent, you can really spend time without worrying about other stuff and just go through this. And they pay attention, and they really love it.
Yeah, you don't have to mow the lawn. You can just sit there and read books.
I don't have to discipline them. I don't have to make them go to bed on time or any of that. I can just sit there and do fun stuff.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, you make me want to be a grandparent as soon as possible.
It's really fun.
My daughter's only 18, but I'm pushing her. I'm pushing her. Come on.
Well, I'm going to tell you one cute story. You know why grandparents and grandchildren get along so well?
No.
They have a common enemy.
Oh, that's terrible. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. No, that is so funny. That is so funny. But it's interesting, you know, Dr. Laffer, let me ask you, because since you worked with the great Ronald Reagan, it is an extraordinary thing that we can lose touch with what are such basic foundational ideas. How is it possible that through FDR and LBJ and on, we got this idea that big government and tons of taxes could ever work? I mean, smart people seem to believe it could work. It's never worked. You, by the grace of God, with Ronald Reagan, were able to turn that around.
It's very hard to explain to people that government is not the solution. You know, whenever you see an injustice being done in the world, people automatically say, the government should do something about it. You know, frankly, injustices done by the government are probably even worse than injustices done by man to man. You know, Ronald Reagan put it so beautifully. He said that the government that's big enough to give you everything you ever wanted is also big enough to take everything you've ever had.
Wow.
And it's that's the powerful thing that is so often missing. People think of the government as being a parent that can deliver anything they want, and it's not true.
Well, the smallest government, of course, is the best government, and we, the people, are supposed to be the government. So the idea that there's this government entity that can give us stuff, it's madness. It's absolutely
madness.
Madness.
It is total madness.
Now, what do you do with yourself now that you're a great-grandfather and you're not advising
I work every
presidents?
Day. I mean, I'm coming to the office every day. I have a firm. I run business, do all sorts of things, give speeches, go to universities. You know, I work with Trump. I work with Larry Kudlow. He's one of my dearest friends.
Oh, you're kidding. Now I'm really happy. I know Larry Kudlow, and I'm a huge fan. When I found out that he was the chief economic advisor, I said, this is good news for America.
It is wonderful news. In fact, I just talked to him. I had to hang up from him to get on this show. Well, I was just on the phone with him a minute ago.
That's...
So, and he's doing a great job. He's one of the most articulate, well-trained, well-educated people I've ever known, and he'll make a big difference in this country.
And he's a man of real faith and foundational principles. I really was so thrilled when he was chosen by this president. This president has really chosen some terrific people from Mike Pence, Pompeo, down the line. I have to say that we're in good hands. You know, people who don't like Trump, I just say to them, do you understand who would be running things if he hadn't been elected? Do you want to even think about it?
Right.
Do you want to think about what your taxes would be today? Anyway, I just it really is. It's a joy to have both of you on. And these books, I want to commend you. We need more things like this. I wish that every library in the country, every school library and every parent would take them seriously. The books are called Let's Chat About Democracy, Let's Chat About Economics. I'm sure they're available everywhere. And to the two of you, God bless you for using your God-given gifts to do something so very, very important, communicating these foundational ideas to this next generation. Thanks for being my guests.
It's a pleasure.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Go to our website. Tell your friends about this program. Tell your friends about these books. This is really important. We've got to communicate these ideas. Thanks for listening.
Love, lead. That's the heart of the student experience at Bob Jones University. Discover a university that's both academically challenging and spiritually encouraging. Learn from highly credentialed faculty who share your faith and approach everything from a biblical worldview. Be challenged to love God and others by getting outside your comfort zone and giving of yourself. Grow as a leader through opportunities on and off campus. Learn more online at bju.edu or call 800-252-6363. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin, it's the Eric Metaxas Show.
It is.
You're the producer.
Thank you.
I'm the host.
Yeah.
I'm Eric Metaxas. That's why they call it the Eric Metaxas Show. Although people don't know, there was a show called the Eric Metaxas Show and nobody had the rights to it. And I just purchased them.
You snapped it right up.
I purchased them because I thought, how many Eric Metaxases are going to come along who are going to want to host the show? I might as well buy the rights and someday I'll host the show. And here we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so folks, if that doesn't make sense to you, don't worry. It doesn't matter. We're going to talk about something much more important right now. We're doing a raise with AngelTree. Now, I always want to explain this to my audience because I think some people have heard this a million times, but some people don't know. When I was younger, I worked for Chuck Colson. He's the number seven man in my book, Seven Men and the Secret of Their Greatness. He was a great, great, great man. He was in the Nixon administration. He went to prison for a Watergate-related offense. And he became a Christian before all this happened. And so he would not take the plea bargain. And he said, I don't care. I'm going to go to prison if that's where God wants me to go. And it just so happens that is where God wanted him to go. Why? Because when he got out, he felt a calling on his life from God to reach out to prisoners. So for the rest of his life, which ended just 6 years ago, he spent the next 36 years of his life going into prisons and reaching out to prisoners with the good news of Jesus and involved in prison reform. This president is now involved in trying to move prison reform forward. It's a bipartisan effort. Chuck Colson is just a hero. He did all kinds of good stuff. But one of the best things he ever did was take somebody's idea. I think it was a former bank robber. It was a woman who robbed a bank who came out of prison, was a Christian, and came up with an idea. She said, I've got a great idea of how to help prisoners is by helping their children. Mm. And so they started this thing called Angel Tree, where they would give presents to the children of prisoners who mom and dad, if they're in prison, they can't send presents at Christmas time. It's heartbreaking. We don't think of this stuff, right? So Angel Tree started doing that. And then they came up with this idea to stay in touch with these kids through Angel Tree Camp. So every summer, kids can go to a camp for a week and to get out of their, you know, maybe not great neighborhoods, maybe not great influences, and get out into the fresh air with wonderful influences. These camp counselors are, you know, really men and women of faith. And it's just a great, great, great thing. But it costs $200 a week to send one of these kids. Now, that's not a lot of money, folks, if you know what, you know, camp should cost. But we need your help. And so we have a clip from Angel Tree, from somebody who works with Angel Tree, who's going to tell you a little bit about that.
You help support these kids being able to meet new people, make connections, discover new things that they wouldn't have otherwise discovered in their own environment. There aren't people yelling at them. There aren't people looking down on them because they have a parent who's incarcerated. These are kids who just want to be kids. And sometimes when they're at risk, when you have at-risk kids with a parent incarcerated especially, they're too busy during the year playing mom and dad and big sister and big brother at a very, very, very young age. They're trying to help support their families the best way that they know how. And the only way they can get relief from that is opportunities like Angel Tree and summer camp.
I love it. Angel Tree Summer Camp. So, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please be generous. This is really something I believe in. Angel Tree Camp. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. Hey, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.